Part 1. Listening. Task 1. You will hear the pilot Kate Gingford talking about the last few days of her flight around the world in a small aeroplane. For each question 1 to 6, choose the correct answer. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
So, last week when I was talking about my flight around the world, I'd got as far as Norway. This week I'll tell you about the last part back to London. When I landed in Norway, two friends were there to meet me. We stayed together in a hotel and talked a lot about my trip and the route I'd chosen. Next morning, we were given a wonderful cooked breakfast, and then my friends helped me get into the suit I have to wear when flying over water. It's really tight. I hadn't slept much, but I was excited and felt really wide awake on the flight to Denmark. My son, who was also a pilot, called me on the radio. He was flying a plane in Germany at the time, and we chatted for a few minutes. I was flying across the sea in thick clouds, so I couldn't see much, but I arrived in Denmark safely on the Sunday evening. On Monday, I was worried about the plane. There was a problem with one of the front wheels. I knew I could still take off and fly without any fear of an accident, but I knew that if I made a bad landing, I could damage the plane and so not be able to continue. I called the airport in Holland, my next destination, to arrange some repairs, and fortunately I managed to land there without any problems. That night I stayed with some friends on their farm in Holland. Next morning it was so foggy that I couldn't fly, but it was good to have a break. It was difficult to sleep, so I walked around the farm instead. I hadn't spent any time in the countryside for months, and I'd forgotten how much I missed the sound of birds. When the fog lifted in the afternoon, I was pleased to learn they had repaired my plane, and I took off within minutes. My next destination was a flying club in the north of England, and I knew it would be impossible to land there once the sun had gone down. But fortunately, it was a lovely, sunny evening, and I arrived in good time. I left early again on Thursday for London. I felt nervous because it was my last day of flying. Then, when I finally landed, I felt wonderful. The long, difficult journey had been worth it. It was lovely seeing my family, who were all there to meet me. I promised I wouldn't make another long trip like that again.
Now you have 30 seconds to fulfill the task. Now listen again.
So, last week, when I was talking about my flight around the world, I'd got as far as Norway. This week, I'll tell you about the last part back to London. When I landed in Norway, two friends were there to meet me. We stayed together in a hotel and talked a lot about my trip and the route I'd chosen. Next morning, we were given a wonderful cooked breakfast, and then my friends helped me get into the suit I have to wear when flying over water. It's really tight. I hadn't slept much, but I was excited and felt really wide awake on the flight to Denmark. My son, who was also a pilot, called me on the radio. He was flying a plane in Germany at the time, and we chatted for a few minutes. I was flying across the sea in thick clouds, so I couldn't see much, but I arrived in Denmark safely on the Sunday evening. On Monday, I was worried about the plane. There was a problem with one of the front wheels. I knew I could still take off and fly without any fear of an accident, but I knew that if I made a bad landing, I could damage the plane and so not be able to continue. I called the airport in Holland, my next destination, to arrange some repairs, and fortunately I managed to land there without any problems. That night I stayed with some friends on their farm in Holland. Next morning it was so foggy that I couldn't fly, but it was good to have a break. It was difficult to sleep, so I walked around the farm instead. I hadn't spent any time in the countryside for months, and I'd forgotten how much I missed the sound of birds. When the fog lifted in the afternoon, I was pleased to learn they had repaired my plane, and I took off within minutes. My next destination was a flying club in the north of England, and I knew it would be impossible to land there once the sun had gone down. But fortunately, it was a lovely, sunny evening, and I arrived in good time. I left early again on Thursday for London. I felt nervous because it was my last day of flying. Then, when I finally landed, I felt wonderful. The long, difficult journey had been worth it. It was lovely seeing my family who were all there to meet me. I promised I wouldn't make another long trip like that again.
Now you have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the task.